Welcome back to Project Independence in You. I am Rebecca Miller, your host for today, along with our co-host, Otto Loos, who just shook the hands of Dan Cox, who is the director here of WCWP.org.
Got his autograph, too.
You got his autograph?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on to that. We'll sell that on eBay later? Is that what we do here?
I might have to pay somebody to take it, but...
that was a great segment, wasn't it? We'll talk a little bit more about the information at Talk of the Town with Christina Liu later, the radio show producer and our Project Independence Development Specialist for the Town of North Hempstead's Department of Services for the Aging. But right now, I'd like to introduce Catherine Lee. Welcome, Catherine. And Catherine is from DeRoat University. And does that also always follow Without Walls, or is it just DeRoat University?
Without Walls.
Without Walls. So welcome here today. I've got some really interesting information on DeRoat. You want to give us tell us a little bit about what goes on at DeRoat?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here today.
Thank you for coming.
So I am going to talk mostly about DeRoat's University Without Walls, which is a program over the phone and more recently also online for more tech-savvy older adults. We offer programs that you would find at a senior center or even a university, but over the phone. And we have over 200 classes, as we call them, a year for older adults. And we also have a number of support groups for caregivers as well. And it kind of takes away the element of having to leave, especially in the cold or the snow. You just call in right from the comfort of your home.
Right. And it's not just like local. So anyone from anywhere could actually have access to it. So how does somebody get involved with this? And then I'd love to hear, I mean, how many people are on a phone call? Is it like a conference call with like hundreds of people throughout? And do they have opportunity to speak?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, I got a long list, too.
All right, Otto, I'm done.
It's people from all over the country. We even occasionally get some international participants. But most people are New Yorkers and live in the area, or transplants who might move to other parts of the country later in life, but still want to be connected to other New Yorkers. So that's a big benefit of the program. We limit everything to no more than 12 people. So there'll be 12 older adults, seniors on the phone with a facilitator leading the discussion. So it's usually pretty well moderated.
And is it a college level course? I mean, it's a DeRoat University, so.
So the university is a little misleading. It's a great opportunity for lifelong learning if you're interested in learning something new. But it's all the good parts about learning without the bad parts. So there's no homework. There are no required readings. But there are some pretty intellectually stimulating conversations. We have lots of classes on politics, on history, current events. We have some really interesting ones on Supreme Court or art history. But we try to make it the fun part of the class.
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by it because one of the things, we have a senior audience, maybe 42, 43 people. But I'm just kidding. We really don't know how many people listen to this. But anyhow, the bottom line is that the fact that it's on the phone, like I know DeRoat is based in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. So a lot of your services, which are multiple from what I've read, are really not applicable. But this is very applicable to the people within the Project Independence world. And there are a lot of people within the world that we're involved with who do not have computers. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they could use a telephone to be able to not be isolated and go through the various classes that you have in here, the courses, I think is a great idea. And you know, like you asked a question, which I also had, how do you control something like this? Like if you have 12 people, if you have one person who's a little more dominant than the other 11, that one person could dominate the whole phone call. Yeah. So how do you try to keep that under control?
It's true. It can happen. I think we try to establish, you know, an environment of respect, just like you would in a classroom or in a discussion program, just like we're having now, where people listen to each other. The great part is that everyone gets to know each other throughout the course of the semester. So you're taking the class with the same people. Mm-hmm. So you have a little more respect when you know who's on the call. But we also do some training and support for the facilitators. We're always looking for new volunteers if anyone wants to lead a program for us. That's another great opportunity for people of all ages, including seniors.
That's, you know, I could see where it does take a little skill. What would be the top courses that you offer? Like, we have a booklet here, which people could get somehow, I would assume?
Yes, absolutely. They can call DeRote. We have a 1-800 number that I can read now.
It's sure.
877-819-9147. Or they can go on DeRote USA, our website, and request a brochure or catalog. And there'll be a person who can help go through the registration process with them. I do want to say that anyone listening today and their friends are free to participate and take classes at no charge. We'd absolutely welcome that. We do normally ask for a small fee of $15 per course, but we're happy to waive that for anyone listening.
It sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, the courses are very interesting. You know, the overview I had here was you have the arts, health, museum, Judaic studies.
So these days, especially our current events classes are very popular.
Right.
We also have a lot of health and wellness programs that are popular. We partner with a lot of the hospitals. But in addition to providing more traditional health courses, we also provide alternative health. So things like meditation and how that can help you sleep better and reduce stress and reduce pain and different techniques like that.
You know, I don't know. Like, I think within the Project Independence world, I have a lot of people that I know that say, geez, I'd rather talk to you on the phone than do email or whatever. This kind of leads right into that, frankly. I think it's an excellent idea. How do you limit? Do you limit the class to 12? What happens if more people are interested?
We do. So we try to accommodate them as best we can. You'll see that we have a couple sections of the current political scene, which got very popular. So then we offer.
I wonder why.
Right? Particularly relevant. So we add additional sections and keep wait lists. But we always try to make sure people get into something that they're interested in.
How does it work now? Like, we have 12 people and we're, you know, one is in New Hyde Park, the other one's in Manhattan, the other one's in Iowa or whatever. How do you implement the call? Just walk us through that for a minute.
Yeah, that's a great question. So what we do is we actually have someone at DeRote's University Without Walls calling everyone. So you don't even need to remember that you have a class at that time. We'll call you 5 minutes before. There are no fancy codes to enter. We just call you and say, hey, are you ready for class? And you go, yes. And then you get on with everyone else and you have a few minutes to chat before your class begins.
Right. That's, and what's wonderful is looking at through all these classes, and there's pages of them. They're all different times and days. You've got 10. It's like you've got 4:30 p.m. You've got 10 a.m. So you've got 2 p.m. So I mean, there really is a lot of choices and a lot of good programs that you have. Wow, how many do you have going on? Do you know, at a time?
At a time, we have probably about 30 or 40 a week in this program. Hmm. And this is our main program, but we also have one for Russian speakers as well.
Are they all hosted or facilitated by volunteers?
So the majority of them are volunteers. We have a few longtime instructors that get a small stipend from us.
Right.
But most of them are volunteers.
Okay.
In fact, we have some local volunteers, some librarians from North Hempstead that are leading a group for us right now.
That's great. What are they? Do you know which program they're leading?
I think it's one on books.
On books. Okay, well, that makes sense.
That would be good. That's opposed to fixing cars.
That's a good, exactly.
And the ones on books, for example, and arts or anything, will send you the materials in advance. So you don't need to go out and get the books. You get them in the mail.
And is it how long does the classes usually run?
They're all 50 minutes.
Okay. All right. So it's 50 minutes and it's once a week?
Yes.
Once a week. Okay.
Now, you just said something, books. There's also, they get a booklet of some kind?
So if we're having maybe a book group, you'll get the book in advance. If you're participating in a program with one of the museums, we'll send you copies of all the artwork that you're going to discuss
really?
In advance.
Yeah, that's great.
That's one of the nice perks is that you might get some lovely books or materials. Right now we have an art class going on, so we actually send the art supplies to everyone.
Oh, that's great.
I have a personal interest in one of the ones I read in here, which is Intrepid 101. It's 10 weeks about an aircraft carrier. I happen to have been on a USS Randolph, which is the same class as the Intrepid. And I was curious, that's a long time to be talking about an aircraft carrier. But apparently you have a lot to talk about. 10 weeks.
It is. And the Intrepid is one of our more popular classes. They're actually repeating that one. Hmm. And we work with the museum, and they do a dynamic program with guest speakers. They even had an astronaut on for it talk about what it was like.
Oh, that's great.
And because the Intrepid has all sorts of different carriers on it.
Because now isn't the Intrepid, it's like a museum now.
It is.
In the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right off of the river and the Hudson.
Right. And I think some of the ships have been involved in the retrieval of different and transportation of different shuttles.
Very interesting. You know, we have about a minute left, so I'm thinking when we come back we could talk a lot more about the program, but also how one goes about accessing the university on their computer and what, like, versus the phone call. It'd be interesting to find out how successful that is and are seniors doing it.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, I don't know, I mean, this is not strictly for seniors. This is
strictly for older adults.
This is strictly for older
yes.
adults. Okay. Well, that's good to know, Otto.
Yeah, well, that doesn't count me.
On that note,
we're on radio. So I
that's what I was
going to
take
that.
A break now. We will be back shortly. You've been listening to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. We're talking to Catherine Lee of DeRote University, and we'll be right back.